Good afternoon, my sweet deviants. It's a cloudy day here in Pittsburgh on a Thursday afternoon, and with summer in full swing, I've been thinking of goddess worship. What you all should be doing right now, worshiping a goddess. So, how many know the history of goddess worship? Well, thousands of years ago, ancient societies realized the importance of life-giving with the fertility of crops and other life-sustaining forces, which is how goddess worship came about in the gathering societies of the world. Goddess statues cropped up everywhere, and some remain until this very day. For more hunting societies, male reigned supreme. However, the oppression of goddess worship came full force with the invasion of the Indo-Europeans, invading Europe from the Far East and bringing with them the concept of male gods and males deciding rule over women. Then, to further drive the divine woman presence out of the picture, along came the Judeo-Christian religions, along with Islam, to further squelch out any feminine power whatsoever. The Wiccan religion always believed in balance of the gods and goddesses, but we all know what happened to witches back in the old days, right? This, of course, is just a fraction of history I am teaching you about goddess worship. The point is, my little students, that a new age has already begun. It's time to worship women for all of their beauty, brains, and their ability to make your life far more pleasurable than what you could have done alone. So, with all that said, I want you on your knees before me, ready to serve a mistress at every whim. Once you are in my possession, you won't want to leave my divine presence. And to know you can make me laugh, moan with pleasure, and entertain me, it's all the more fulfilling for you. I want you to fulfill that longing desire to really serve someone. And if you can't, punishment will follow. Perhaps hypnotizing you will throw you in a deeper trance, going deeper and deeper. Think about it. Until next time, my sweet followers, Miss Cecilia.